Here at the American Coalition for Ethanol 25th annual meeting, with me is Kurt Tomasevich, who is a Olympic bobsledder and also a spokesperson for the Nebraska Corn Board. And Kurt, why don't you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself. Part of the reason why you're a spokesperson is you're a Nebraska native, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Shelby, Nebraska, which is a very farm-based community. And, you know, they supported me through my entire bobsled career. You know, even though nobody from Shelby had seen a bobsled in real life, you know, it was all just based on faith. And so to have that kind of support coming from a farm-based community, you know, the logical thing for me to do is try to give something back to them. And I think this is a good way for me to try to represent the corn farmers of Nebraska in this way.
Now, you spoke here to the ethanol producers here. As a Nebraska farm boy, what do you think about ethanol and what it adds as value to corn?
Anytime you can decrease your dependence on foreign oil is a positive thing, you know, but there's a number of other different ways, you know, that corn is proving its value, you know, whether it's feeding cattle or ethanol or corn sugar, whatever it is, you know, there's a number of different ways that, you know, corn is being used now. And, you know, it's always evolving and improving.
Now, you go around speaking, I understand, for the Nebraska Corn Board at a number of areas. Tell me a little bit about that.
A number of different ways, you know, happen to be, you know, like speaking, you know, to the ethanol group or the or beef producers or, you know, something like that. And another way is, you know, in a couple of weeks at the state fair, you know, representing the Nebraska Corn Board there, you know, speaking with youth, FFA conventions, 4-H and that sort of thing. You know, it's, you know, I try to relate my story to high school and elementary kids as much as I can, you know, not just through the corn board, but, you know, speaking to schools as well. So this is just another great avenue to talk about growing up in small town Nebraska.
Well, of course, very timely to have you here while the Olympics are going on. Just tell me a little bit about your experience in the Olympics.
Wow, that's hard to sum up, you know.
It must have been really exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and, you know, the Olympics is obviously the most exciting part of my athletic career, you know, but in addition to that, you know, just the opportunity to wear USA on your shoulders, you know, walk through the opening ceremonies, you know, hear the crowds chant USA, you know, for whatever reason it happens to be, whether you come in dead last or first place, you know, it's a pretty awesome feeling. And that's an understatement, really, you know, just kind of any way that you can talk about it and you get goosebumps, you know, that's the most appropriate way, I think. But,
well, you were in the Winter Olympics and we're looking at the Summer Olympics, and that was 2010 that you were in the Winter Olympics. Are you planning on competing again?
Yes, I have to try out for our bobsled team, our national team, every year. And that process is, it's never an easy process. You know, you have to try to make a World Cup team, or excuse me, make a team, and then that team has to compete for the World Cup team in order to compete against the other nations. And then based on that, you qualify for the Olympics based on a point system. So it's, you know, it's not like swimming or a track and field where we have a one date, you know, make or break the Olympic team. So we have a season long process. And so, you know, that process starts here in a couple months where I try to make the 2012-2013 team. Success there will help me make the 2013-2014 team, ending in the 2014 Olympics. So,
well, as Kim introduced you, she compared the gold to corn. Would you compare that as well?
You know, yeah, definitely. You know, farmers, they're not competing for prizes. They're not competing for you know, gold medals, but at the same time, they are, you know, working hard to produce something, and that's, you know, their end product is corn. And, you know, they work just as hard, if not harder, than Olympians in different ways, of course. You know, they spend, you know, hours awake or early mornings, late nights, just like Olympians, you know, get up early in the morning to train, you know, train throughout the day and into late at night. So it's, you know, it's maybe it's an indirect comparison, but at the same time, you know, everybody has their quote-unquote gold medal that they're shooting for.
And the farmers are feeding the world.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's going to be a tough summer, you know, and you're not sure what the markets are going to produce, you know, at the end of the summer or the yields and that sort of thing. But, you know, there's good years and bad years. Athletes have good seasons, bad seasons. They battle through injuries. Farmers can do the same thing.
All right. Thank you very much, Kurt. Here at the American Coalition for Ethanol 25th Annual Meeting in Omaha, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.